And this Gemara says, Amar Rab Zaira, that Amar Rabba Bar Shela, Amar Rab Hamnuna, Saba, that Amar Rab Ada Bar Rabba, Amar Rab Halacha Kreb Loza, we pass like Kreb Loza in our Mishnah. That the Halacha of a Nisas, of a Nisgarsha, is the Halacha that she receives Knas, but the Knas goes to her, not to the father. Therefore, where she's a mafuta, where you talked her into it and she agreed to do it, since she gave you permission, it's like she was moichel, and you don't have to pay the kenas. So Mar says, Kori Rav Oled Reb Lezer, Rav called upon Reb Lezer, that Tuvina de Chachimi, his Tuvina is a very good, a lucky Talmud Chacham. So Rashi learns, M'usha Shev Chachamim, like he's very lucky amongst the Talmud Chachamim. Ashrim Tagminim Tuvoi, Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer ben Shemua. The Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, the meaning of Yavamis, the Abu Ayavim Toy, the Yoylem Shomein, the world was like without Torah, Hat Shabar Rabbi Kiva, Eitzer Rabbi Sena Shabadarim, the Shon Alem, Rabbi Meyev, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. Now the Rabbi Kiva, he had five Talmidim, and because of his five Talmidim, the Torah came back again. So here this is Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. So the Mishnah, Eizeyu Boishis. What's called embarrassment? Like, how do we account how much money you have to pay for the embarrassment? In a case where you're honest, where you force the girl, we say you have to pay for bushes. Is hakol ufi amavayish? Who are doing by mafatir also says the amount of a busha. Is hakol ufi amavayish? Uvamizbayish? It depends upon the man that did it and the girl that receives it. Depends how distinguished they are to know how much of embarrassment they have. And Rashi says, Odom Benini Hamavayis Boishtoi Kosher, Meyodim Zerlol, or Meyodim Choshev. That an Odom Benini that Hamavayish is his embarrassment is harder than Meyodim Zerlol or nothing, or Meyodim Choshev. Veyamizbayish Tefichashivusai Beshosai. Because depending upon how distinguished the person that gave it, or the person that received it, that's we go how much embarrassment there is. Pigam. What does it mean you have to pay for the begam? That means, in the case where you're minus the girl, or even you're mafata, is royanoiso, we see, kilu hi shivcha. Let's look as if she's a shivcha, she's a maid. Nimkeres bashuk, that's being sold now on the market. Kamahoiso yofa, how much she would have been worth if the man didn't live with her yet, if she would have been a psula still. The kami yofa, and how much she's worth now that a man did live with her. So the difference in price, that's what you have to pay for her. That's called pagam, how much you made her worth less for the selling of a shivcha. Kenas, what about the chiyuv of kenas that we said you have to pay that shava b'chalodim? Everybody is the same thing. V'chol sheyesh lo kitzva min ha-Torah, shava b'chalodim. Anytime a Torah puts an exact amount, that's called kenas. There's no difference upon how valuable the person is and how not. But you have to pay 50 shkolim for the kenas. By an oinus and by mafate, it's 50 shkolim, no matter how choshev the girl is, and no matter how fakert, how mezuzal she is, still it's 50 shkolim. Mora says now, v'yeima, let's say, chamishim sloyim, or maybe aim chamishim sloyim, om rachmona mikol mili. Maybe the Torah says you have to pay like 50 shkolim, maybe that's it. Like, how do we know to say you also have to pay boishes and pagam? We're saying excluding, like we said, the Mishnah says that a mafate has to pay three things. And an oinus has to pay four tsar. How do we know you have to pay this extra tsar and bushes and begam? Maybe when a Torah says 50 shkolim, it's included everything. So Rabzera says, that doesn't make sense. Yoimru boal bas malochim chamishim. Boal bas said yetis chamishim. That doesn't make sense. Like if you boil a girl from the daughter of a king, to the girl of a regular man, how can you say both cases 50 shkolim? Like there's a big difference in the busha, let's say, or in the pagam she has. There's a big embarrassment if she's a bas malachim or not. So Rashi says, Yoyim v'heichinu chilek shebenei meitz boishes hilkach yoyim boishes. Like again, that's not as smart as saying in the 50 should be included the boishes there also, because boishes for sure depends upon how much embarrassment you have. So there are different cases of embarrassment. So how could a Torah say always there's one payment? Omaloy Abaye said, if so, Yochi, if so, Kabi Evid Nami, the same way if your shor kills an Evid. Yomru, let's say like this, the Torah says if your ox kills an Evid Kanani, somebody else's Evid Kanani, you have to pay Shleshim Shkolim. That's the Kanasi you have to pay, Shleshim Shkolim. So here also, Yomru, let's say, Eved Nekev Magolius Shloshim. That it doesn't make sense. Let's say you have a very good Eved that Mamish finds diamonds for you. So him, you only have to, if you kill him, you only have to pay Shloshim 30 Shkolim. And Eved Oysa Maisa Machet. And Eved that only sold, that's all he could do, is Shloshim. The same thing the Torah says to pay 30. Like, how come? Look, one is worth more than the other. Still, we say no. When the Torah gives us how much you have to pay, the Torah says a flat rate, and that's it for all types. So maybe you're also here when the Torah says 50 shkolim, it means included maybe also the boishes and the begam. Aye, it's not equal by your cases. And the chanami sabarav, it's not equal. The Torah gave a flat sum of 50 shkolim maybe for everything. Just like you find if you kill an Eved, you only have to pay Shloshim Shkolim, whether he was a very valuable Eved or not such a valuable Eved. It says, Elu Amar Abzera. It's like this. Ilu Bo Leho Shnayim. Let's say two people live with her. Echad Kedarko, one live with her in a normal manner. The Echad Shloi Kedarko. One did it Shloi Kedarko. Is Yoimer, we should say, Bo Al Shleimo Chamishim. The first one that was born when she's a shleima, she had to pay 50. Bo peguma, the second one that was made a pegamin, that was born when she's begam already chamishim. Like, what kind of svar is that? The chur should be different. The chur means that the first one was manasah shloi kedarkoi. So now if somebody else lives with her, he still has to pay a kenas. But the second pegam is not as bad as the first one. The first pegam was a bigger pegam. So Baal Shleimah, when you bear when she was a Shleimah before, you only have to pay 50. So Baal Peguma Chamishim, what kind of svar is that? Again, the question is, how can you say in all cases that Pegam is only 50 Shkolim? So Amalei Abaye said, again, that's not a kasha. Yehochi, they say the same thing. Yehochi, Gabi Yevanami, but a case when you're sure, kills an Eved Kanani. Yarmush, you say the same svara. Eved Bari Shleishim. What kind of svar is that? If the Eved was healthy, you still only have to pay 30. And Eved Mukashrin, let's say he killed somebody's Eved that was a Mukashrin, had boils all over his body. In Shloshim, you also don't have to pay Shloshim. So you see also that there's a flat rate, even for Begam, how much you make in the body worth less, also it's a flat rate. So just like when Yeshua kills an Eved, you always have to pay Shloshim Shkolim, maybe you're also, anytime you minus the girl, whether it's a big Begam or a small Begam, maybe it's all included in the 50 Shkolim. So again, how do we know you have to pay separately 50 shkolim and boishes of begam separately? Maybe it's all included in the 50 shkolim. Say, Elo Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this. Amakro, the pasuk says, Tachas Asher Ina. That you have to pay what? 50 shkolim for the Ina, for the pain of the Anusa of the Bia. So we darshin Hani Tachas Asher Ina. These 50 shkolim you have to pay is for the pain you gave her of the actual Bia living with her. Mechlav, and here it's a proof, the Yikah Boshes of Begam, but there's another type of a payment that comes with it, that you also have to pay for the Boshes in the Begam. But this 50 Shkolim, the Torah says clearly, Tachas Asher Ina. You're paying the 50 instead for the pain that you gave her of the Bia. So Mashma, that's all the 50's for. But there is Boshes of Begam separately. Rava says, that all Makor, the pasuk says like this: V'no san or ish hashoychi v'mo le'avia nara chamishim kosef. It says what? That you have to pay her when you're manas the girl. You have to pay your father chamishim kosef. So we dashin it says what? No san ish hashoychi v'mo. So the idea that hanoish chiva nun for the fact that you live with her, for that you have to pay 50 shkolim. Mechlau is a proof. The ika boshes of pegam. But there's also bushes of gum you have to pay, excluding the Hanois Shchiva. For the Gemara V'yemel Adido, maybe the bushes of gum goes to her. True, the Torah says, V'nosan L'vi'anaro, that's only the Kenas, the 50 Shkolim, goes to the father. But maybe the bushes of the gum, there the Torah doesn't say, V'nosan L'vi'anaro, maybe that goes to her. On this the Gemara answers, Omakor, the Pasuk says, no, V'noreho Be'savia. That when she's a Naro, when she's only 12 to 12 and a half, she's still called in her father's Rishus. So Vidashina means, Kol Shavach Nureo Leyaviyah. Any money that she gets when she's a Naro automatically goes to the father. There's a Svara that the Boshes and the Begam, true, the Chiyuv should be to her, but since she's a Naro, the money goes to the father. For the Marviela Hod Yomar Rav Huna Amarav. That's what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. That minayin, how do we know? Shemaisa habatli aviyah, if the daughter works and makes some money, that what she gets the money goes to the father, he has new posik. Shenema, the posik says, v'chiyimkor ishes bitaliyoma, that a father has the right to sell his own daughter for a maid. Sama oma, just like by a maid, maisi yudel a rabo, that now what she works goes to a master. In other words, and who got the money? The father got the money. Is af bas, the same thing by your own daughter, maisi yudel yaviyah, to swear to say that whatever she works, her money goes to the father. The question is, lomali, what do we need this drosha for? Typically, learn it out from the pasuk we had before. That we dash in anything that she earns when she's a nara goes to the father. There also, ma'isi yadayim, she goes to her father. So my answer is, Eloi hi piyaforos adar mudichsiv. This pasuk of the nureho beisavia is a special pasuk by nidorim. That what by nidorim it says, if a nara makes a neder, she's still brishus avia, that the father could be made for it. Maybe the father doesn't get her money. So therefore we need a second pasuk of Chiyim Karish. From there we see the father gets the money of a Maisi Yedeho. For the Marv Chitene, maybe you tell me, Nelef Minei, let's learn out from this Pasha of Nedorim. Just like for the Pasha of Nedorim when she makes a Neder, the father has the right to make for it. So maybe the money also goes. So Moran says, no, you should know, Memoina mi Yisur alay afinan. We don't learn out Hilchas Mamnis from Hilchas Yisurim. It's possible to say, for Hilchas Yisurim, for Nedarim, she's still Rishus Aviyah. But maybe for Mamnis, she's not called in her father's Rishus yet. Still. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, Nelef mi Knosso, let's turn it out from the Pasha of Knas. For Knas, we see the Torah says, V'nosam laviha nara, that you have to pay the 50 shkolim to the father. So Moran also says, that Memoina Miknasa Loyafinan also you can learn out from. Knas is a Chiddishu, so maybe the Chiddish goes to the father. But maybe regular Mammon, since she it's her Boishis, it's her Pagam, maybe she go to her? So Mar says, Ela Mistavra, it's a Svara. The Yaviyah Heavy, that the Boishis and the Pagam goes to the father. Why? The Iboi Mosalo Lemenuvul Lemukashkin. Because if the father wanted to, he could marry Ruf to anybody he wants to. The father can marry her even without her permission. So therefore, since he could marry her off to a manuvel, or to a mukha shchir, to a man that's full of boils, or a manuvel, he could have gave a pgam, and he could have gave a boishes. Therefore, the smarter said that now, when she does get the money for her boishes, not pgam, it goes to the father. Rashi says, Ela mistavro, the boishes of pgam the avhevi, shere biyoda labaisha. It's in the father's rishus power to give her embarrassment anyway. The boishes bilo the poigma began bilo. The father could do it anyway. The boy muslo the katsha rabia. The father could make her get married. The manula look at shchin because now they come on as they quite the beat of the share because of the star bia. Even the biyod little mom and the poigma the boisha boishes who has to ask today how the poigma. So now it's a smarter say this boishes goes to the father. Right. Then it says about pagam. How do you pay for the pagam? You made it worth less. We look as if she's a maid that's being sold in the market. So Mara says, hey, how do we evaluate her? We say like this, how much would a person pay for the difference if he wants to buy bein shivcha maid besula that nobody ever lived with, leshivcha bula, to a shivcha to maid that a man lived with already. For the Gemara, l'shamshoy shivcha bula, ben shivcha b'sula, l'shivcha bula, l'shamshoy shivcha bula, l'shamshoy shivcha, for the Gemara, like bula, l'shamshoy ma'inafkula mino, like what's the difference? If you're only buying it now, l'shamshoy, that she should like work for you, so what's the difference? What kind of pagam is this? What does the master care if the shivcha lived with a man before? He's not buying the shivcha to marry her. You're not allowed to marry a shivcha. So the master, the Jew, is buying the shivcha to work with her. So just to work with her, what's the difference? Why should he pay any difference? He won't pay any less for the fact that she had be with another man. Why does he care? So Mar says, Elo, the case is like this. Bein shivcha bula l'shivcha shena bula. L'hatzi li'avdoi. It's a case where a master has already an Eved Kanani. The Lacha is an Eved Kanani is allowed to marry a Shivcha, or even an Eved Yisrael. An Eved Yisrael could also marry a Shivcha. So if a Jew has an Eved Yisrael, and he wants to buy a Shivcha now, to let the Eved marry her. Only Yavda, and to work for him. For the Gemara, my Nafka Lamino. So Gemara says, again, since both of them are only to work for the master, again, what does the master care about? True, he's buying the Shivcha now, so the Eved can live with her. In order to what? To have children. But what does he care whether she lived with a man before or not? The master's not living with her. It's only he's giving her now to his Eved. So the main purpose of her is L'shamshay, that they should be able to have children. So what does he care if she lived with a man before or not? So for instance, the case is, B'Eved she'eshto l'rabbi k'ris ruach emenu. They were talking about a master owns an Eved Yisrael, that the master loves him, and he wants to do something very nice to his Eved. So therefore he wants to buy for him a Shivcha that never lived with a man, because there's a special anor the first time you live with her. So therefore that's the difference. If a man that has a good Eved, and wants to do nice to him, so he's makbet to try and get the best Shivcha for him. So he'll pay more money if the Shivcha never lived with a man, where she did live with a man. So there's difference in price, how much you would pay for a Shivcha that did live or didn't live. That's called the pagam. That's how much you have to pay this girl, the fact you live with her. That's how much pagam you gave her. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.